Welcome to Dubai Real Estate Insights, the podcast that unlocks success in Dubai's real estate market. Join us as we dive into expert insights, interviews with industry leaders, and discussions on the latest trends. Stay ahead of the curve and elevate your game in Dubai's dynamic property landscape. Subscribe now and embark on this exciting journey with us. Hi, everyone. Dubai Real Estate Insights is back for another episode. As you know, my mission is to engage like-minded professionals, provide insights into the Dubai real estate market so that if you or anyone you know is interested in investing, you have firsthand knowledge. I have a guest. I'm sure that the guest today has insights that are going to be valuable for you and your friends, and he'll be able to give us really good insights. He's been in the market. He's a seasoned professional, and I'm delighted and honored to have him. I will let him introduce himself, and we'll take it from there. Hey, Sergey, thanks for taking some time to be with me today. Just introduce yourself to our listeners, and we'll move on. And I'll give you one question to think about after you introduce yourself. What is the number one challenge that you've had or have when it comes to engaging in the Dubai real estate market? So, you know, introduce yourself quickly and then a little bit about your background, where you're coming from, and then, you know, what the answer would be.
Thanks. So it's a pleasure to be online with you. My name is Sergio Bogren on behalf of DubaiLiving.vip. I'm a Dubai licensed real estate broker for the past many years, but my background is New York real estate and mortgages since about 2003. So my experience is pretty good, I would say, in the Dubai and international market. And in regards to the challenges that face the Dubai real estate market, I would say there's good challenges and bad challenges. Now, the market is very, very known worldwide. Everybody's buying. Everybody knows that it makes sense for investing for many benefits, such as, you know, like resident visas they're making now with a minimum of investment of about 200,000 euro, which is only necessary 20% down. The tax breaks, there's no taxes on rentals. If you rent it out, you don't have to pay tax on that. And the capital appreciation, especially if you get into off-plan in the right area, is fantastic. So properties are being bought up, you know, pretty fast, I would say. Other challenges include that, you know, realistically, it looks like there's a lot for sale, but it's not enough. And especially if you get into like villas and townhouses, you can just buy it blindly because you're not gonna lose, because 30% of the market is the townhouses and villas. It's not enough. So they're building new master communities. They're building towards the desert more and more. So this is some very good challenges. Bad challenges in my field, I would say, is the market is saturated with brokers and property consultants that realistically, of course, I'm a agent myself, but of course, people know that there's a lot of money involved and they all want a piece of the pie. And sometimes it's just not being done correctly. People are coming from different backgrounds in sales, not really knowing the history of the Dubai market. What is going to happen up to 2040 in the Dubai market? Because it's the sale is not really important. The networking, the relationship with your customer, this is the most important. But there is, I'm sorry to say, there is a problem with people that are just interested in the commission. that are selling properties in areas that an investor should not invest in, where there is a chance that he might lose or that he might not be even to sell that property. So it has to be done very strategically. There are areas that many areas are all up and coming, but of course there's areas that, of course, it also depends on the goal of the client. So everything has to be tailored specifically to what the end goal is supposed to be.
What is an example? Give me an example of a goal. Let's put it this way. I would say, I'm just gonna give you a story. I'm gonna give you an example. I'm a middle income professional in Germany looking to retire. I have a nest egg built up. I hear about the Dubai market. And the big question is where? It's always in real estate. I know the phrase location, location, location. And the question is where do I need to look for? What are some things? What are some little practical tips to look for to help differentiate between two aspects? Differentiate between property consultant, because you mentioned there's a difference between property consultants and property or people with licenses. Are there differences in the market? Because there are a lot of sales agents or a lot of sales professionals. Are there differences to look for between are there people who are registered, not registered? What are those little differences? How can I identify them? And then secondly, when I'm looking at property areas, what are a couple, I would say, like in poker, telltales, no tells that I can look at and or ask, what questions do I need to ask a broker to really understand that person knows, that broker really knows his business? You follow me? There's like two practical things from
Yeah,
experience.
for instance, what I would suggest if speaking to a broker, agent, property consultant, people can call themselves anything, just ask them for a copy of the RERA license. RERA license means you pass the examination process, you know the laws, you know the basics, and of course, not only the basics, but you know the laws, you know the rules, and the government has trusted you and gave you a license to practice Dubai real estate. So this is for me and for any investor or buyer, of course, that should be important, because somebody that's just selling you something and somebody that took the time to pass the examination to because it means he knows the laws, he knows the regulations, and he can assist you better.
I want
I think so.
just quick note. I'm going to put that in the show notes. People who are listening in the show notes, I will put a link to the Vero license. That way you can go to the show notes and you can click on the link and see what a Vero license looks like, just for your own information. Hey, thanks for the tip. In regards to location, what are some questions to ask or things to look for when a broker sharing potential? Because a good broker, they're going to ask you questions, they're going to ask you the goal. What are things that you could ask?
In regards to location, since I can just tell the potential person that is looking to buy something in Dubai, I can tell them what to look for and what to think about. So the main two questions is, do you need to be by the sea? Do you need to be in downtown? Or you can be in a more secluded area, maybe some more greener area. This depends, like let's say if you have a job there and you need to be all the time in the city. So of course we commute every day. We waste 1 hour, 2 hours of our life per day on this. So if you don't have to commute, then there's no big reason for you to live, let's say, in downtown. For an investment, of course, it's good. For living yourself, you can go into a less populated area and save money that way. And then I would look at, see, Dubai has big plans for up to 2040. I can share with you guys the upcoming Metro Map video of all the new lines. So if you're looking to invest and get in at a very good price, it would be perfect to go into off plan next to the new metro lines. So this would
Makes
be
sense.
another good tactic.
Are you a real estate enthusiast looking to share your insights or showcase your expertise on our podcast, Dubai Real Estate Insights? We want to hear from you. If you have valuable knowledge or experiences to contribute to our discussions on the vibrant Dubai real estate market, we invite you to reach out to us. Simply connect with us on social media. You will find them in the show notes. We're excited to feature guests like you on our show. But wait, there's more. We also rely on listeners like you to help us reach a wider audience. If you find value in our podcast, we would be so grateful if you could share it with your fellow real estate enthusiasts, colleagues, or anyone else who might benefit from the knowledge and the insights we provide. Remember, together, we can build a thriving community of real estate professionals in Dubai and beyond. So don't hesitate. Reach out to us if you'd like to be a guest or share the podcast with others. Let's unlock success in Dubai's real estate market one episode at a time. Makes sense. Yeah. It's always nice because I, to be honest, but I am in Dubai and I usually do Airbnb and move around for 4 or 5 weeks in Airbnb just to enjoy different areas of Dubai. And I'm always looking to where the closest to the metro or quick distance.
Yes.
I can take a metro or I can take a Bolt, take a what do you call it?
Yeah.
A scooter, because it's just so much easier. Because driving sometimes in Dubai, going from Palm Jumeirah to Marina, I can walk faster or use a Bolt.
Oh, for your viewers, I know taking a vacation, living on the Palm sounds cool. Don't do it. To get in and out of there, you're spending 2 hours a day.
Yeah.
You might as well live in JBR.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And that's beach residents, the walk.
Yeah,
it's also
right.
A very touristy place, especially on the Palms. If you live in any of the hotels there, there is no supermarket. You cannot just go to a shop. So you'll be wasting a lot of money on room service and all of that.
Yeah, I
so
know.
You might as well just visit Atlantis one day and get back out of there.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I do. I go to Atlantis to the water park for a day. And then I enjoy Atlantis, the water park, and good to go. And I go back into the marina or somewhere else. Nice. And sometimes I go out to the auto park, the auto dome, because out there is the aqua, the racetrack for in the desert, where I do some biking and bike the racetrack. And then, I just love if you're there for vacation or there for work, like you said earlier, if you don't have to commute, then why live downtown? It's better to rent. And those are little tips that are really good for people. What projects are you really proud of that you had done in the past? Or what projects are currently very, very, very interesting for you? And what are you proud of as far as why do they come to your mind so quickly?
There's so much that has been done. I cannot just name everything, but you know what just came to my mind? Mercedes-Benz, yeah, German company, the biggest they're the first company in the UAE that are building a beautiful building. If I'll show you some pictures of it, looks like this. It's in Business Bay, which is downtown in the center of it all. So they are they chose Dubai to build a residential tower That is their first development, collaboration. And they have chosen Dubai for that. And then, of course, there's other with Bugatti. They're doing some amazing things, collaborations.
Yeah,
There's
also
collaborations on this.
Lamborghini is doing something as well, right? Lamborghini I saw as well.
Lamborghini is doing some collaborations. One that I like that is priced very fair is by Danube. It's located on the seaside in Maritime. So the distance to downtown, DIFC, and downtown, it's about like 15, 20 minutes.
Right.
So you're living on the sea. It's a collaboration with Lamborghini. So the interior is Lamborghini. You have beautiful, like 360 views of the sea, and you're right next to downtown. And the prices, I can, you know why I like Danube, I'll also mention. He's the one that created the 1% payment plan.
Ah, okay.
So, of course, like how Danube works, 10% down, 10% the next month after 1 month, plus the 4% DLD. The DLD is Dubai Land Department charges. So the registration, all the government fees are in that 4%. And also on a note of that, when you sell your property in Dubai, you don't pay that DLD or anything. The new buyer pays that 4%.
Nice. And that's what I also learned about the whole government is that the flexibility and the digitalization and the ease of doing business in Dubai is 100 times better than other places in the world. I mean, I just know the difference when I'm buying a house here in Germany. I have two and I rent them 80% I rent it out besides where I live. Just to get the paperwork done takes you 3 months. And it's a 20-page document, and it costs you an unbelievable amount of money, and it takes you forever to get it signed. Where in Dubai, things are done within a half an hour with a thumbprint. There's so much.
This is what is good about Dubai. They absolutely do everything to make your life as simple as possible. Like, for instance, a new rule came out. It was before that you had to have a property that is 2 million plus AED. Now they dropped it to 1 million. And basically, you get a 10-year residency visa.
Yeah, the
And
gold
that
means, right?
visa, you know how you get it. You just file that, your title, your pre-deed, your pre-title on online. Within 24 hours, you get that 10-year visa. You go get your Emirates ID. You do your medical. I remember when I did the medical, I went in and out in 10 minutes. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
I went in to get the Emirates ID, the fingering. I was in and out in 5 minutes, maybe 10 maximum. I was like, wow. And
Definitely.
then they deliver that Emirates ID to your doorstep. Just tell them where to bring it.
Exactly.
You don't have to wait on any lines, do anything.
I know exactly. I got mine delivered, and every half an hour, as a driver was on the way to me, he sent me messages saying, "I'll be there in a half an hour. I'll be there in 10 minutes. I'll be there in 2 minutes," because I had to come down from my apartment and meet him and sign off on it, and give my thumbprint, and he basically handed me my Emirates ID. And he delivered to my door. I mean, it's unbelievable. To anywhere else, I've been getting IDs or whatever. You had to wait for hours. And it's just like you said, they do everything to make your life much easier. And definitely.
That's why the last year, like 2023, I read the statistics. I don't remember the numbers now, but there is an extreme incoming population of millionaires and billionaires into Dubai. And on another note, just to inform you and your listeners, I'm gonna let you guys in on a little secret. All right, so the last 3, 4 years, the market was going higher, higher, prices higher, higher. And everybody was like, okay, when's the bubble? When's this going to crash? When's this going to crash? All the locals, the Indians that have been around since the 70s, the locals, everybody, they're like, all right, we'll wait for all the foreigners to buy. The market will crash, then we'll buy. Comes the end of this 23, comes this year, and they're like, oh, it's not crashing. We need to buy. So if the locals already understand that there is not going to be any bubble because there is more demand than there is options.
Exactly.
Now the locals even understand that there is no more time. Before it was different. They were all standing around waiting for something to happen, waiting for some kind of correction adjustment. But realistically, I don't see any kind of correction happening, at least for like 5 years, because the plans up to 2040 are really insane.
Yeah, and that's a big thing because up until now, everything that the Dubai United Emirates government said they're going to do, they have done. And that credibility, when they set a plan for 2040, like they've done, they have a credibility of the last 10 to 15 years of what's been done, and the learning curve has been enormed. So I don't see that. I don't personally don't see the bubble bursting either because the government is so strong in learning and adapting and adjusting through their learnings that it ends up being a very agile market. And anything agile, any market that's agile is more stable in the long run. And if you can learn to adapt and be agile and adapting and learning, like you said with the Golden Visa, that's definitely a example of adapting to the market and being flexible enough to keep your market running in place. That's going to be something that, like you said, there's not going to be a bubble burst because the reason why bubbles burst is because they're not flexible. They're too rigid. They don't deliver. They lose credibility. But we don't have that in Dubai. We don't have
See,
that.
to my information, how the government works is like if too many developers want to bring out product at the same time, they will not let them. They let them do it step by step.
That's a huge advantage of that type of management of property management. Hey, one last question, then we get a roll on and close up this episode. If you could have spoken to your future self with what you know now about the Dubai market, about real estate in general, think about the idea, a young man coming from Europe or young lady coming from Europe, wanting to make good money in Dubai to start real estate agency in Dubai or becoming a licensed broker. What would be that one piece of advice that you would like to have heard or told yourself or heard from your future self 10 years ago? What would that be?
Advice that I would give my young self, or that I would give anybody that wants to get into real estate in Dubai, as far as broker, agent, is that forget about the money. Don't think about the money. If you don't have enough money to last you 6 months without making money, don't come, because that's a lot of stress on you. And then you're going to act differently to your customer. The customer will feel it. And you will be pressured to sell anything to anyone because you need to cover your living expenses. So you should say to yourself, listen, I'm going to do this 6 months, and I'm not going to count the commissions. I'm going to help as much people as I can in these 6 months and see what happens.
That's a great piece of
That's what I
advice.
would,
Yeah.
that's what kind of mindset anybody coming to Dubai that wants to be an agent should have. You should be covered financially for like half a year, because if you read a book, if you watched YouTube, yeah, that's good. But you have to actually be there physically. Go to Deira, go to downtown, go to DIFC, take the metro, take a walk, go there, talk to people. Don't go to one brokerage. Spend 2, 3 weeks at different brokerages. Find the right one, because they're also, they're in it for, money. So you have to also be careful with choosing the employer. That is also, once you find an employer that is really passionate and that is doing it with satisfaction and how do you say that word? It's like when you do something and you're just so happy that it's done. It's not about
Yeah,
when
you
you're
have
happy
passion.
making people happy. That's what I want to say.
Brilliant. Hey, thanks for your insights, for your piece of advice. I can definitely second that. And thanks for your time today. Just want to wrap it up for the episode this for our episode today. I hope everyone listening has not only enjoyed, but also felt the sense of value that was added to them today. I feel that Sergio added value to me, to my own knowledge, and that's my main goal, is that my guest and myself, and we add value to you and to your life, and also give you tips and tricks when it comes to the Dubai real estate market or getting into the Dubai real estate market. If you are already in the real estate space and would like to be on the show, please reach out to me. There are no costs involved. It's all about building a community of like-minded professionals so that we can serve each other and be served by each other. And when we do that, often is the effect good referrals. And the good and great referrals are the best business you can have. Thanks. That's a wrap. Enjoy your week.
Thank you for joining us on Dubai Real Estate Insights. If you've enjoyed the podcast, please consider leaving us a 5-star review. Don't forget to share the show notes and the show with others who might benefit from our discussions. Stay connected with us on social media for updates and opportunities to be part of the show. Together, let's unlock success in Dubai's real estate market.